there are certain sort of undeniable facts, Emma, about Lincoln and Lincolnshire. And when it comes to the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society, as I've gone on record regularly as saying, it's Jane Southall who makes the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society just that extra
indeed,
bit special.
Indeed, indeed. You are a key element to the whole thing.
And, Jane, you're also in next year's official calendar for the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition.
Oh, dear.
It's a fine shot of your good self just after the press conference at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society's Lincolnshire show.
Oh, I'll have to get me a copy then, won't I, Alex?
Absolutely. As ever, you've managed to get sartorial elegance matched with your own sort of inimitable style. And here we are. I can't believe it's a year since we were actually last here for the press night of the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair.
I know. It just goes so quickly, doesn't it? And you come here and you feel Christmassy, don't you? So now Christmas feeling's about to start, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Have you not gone Christmas crazy organising all of this over the weeks and months I'm sure that it's taken?
I think this is sort of when you sort of feel Christmassy when you come here, really. Christmas starts, so yeah, it's great. And we've got the Christmas songs, haven't we? And all the Christmas lights and the Christmas trees, so...
Very jolly. I really like it. I mean, we were saying earlier that I've not quite felt Christmassy yet, but when you come here and you've got the music and the smell of all the different foods, it's great, and it really does put you in the Christmas spirit, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
2 days, of course, absolute sheer joy and delight, as we say, the proper Christmas market. It's where it is, basically. This is the whole thing. I know you couldn't possibly comment, Jane, and no. We wouldn't expect you to, but the fact is, this is the Christmas market. We've already had a wander around seeing hampers for sale from, obviously, automobiles. We've seen the almost equally as legendary Flowers by Suzanne. We didn't realise that they were actually there in full force.
Yes, they are, Flowers by Suzanne. And there's lots of things here. You could buy everything you want, all the food and all your presents for Christmas. So you could do it this weekend and you could take the rest of December and relax, couldn't you?
And that's the kind of planning and foresight that actually makes women so much better at actually sorting things out.
Indeed, that's very, very organised, getting it all out of the way.
In addition to that, I think our favourite so far has been the Wooden Ducks with their blue Wellington boots.
Yeah, we're definitely a fan of them, definitely.
That's worked well. Although the bespoke coffee and the specialised designer coffee and, of course, the artisan savouries, they're also pretty much high up there.
They are. Well, I've already bought a bottle of wine, sparkling wine, which is a gold-coloured bottle, which I thought would be a nice Christmas present. I've also got my eye on a pitcher.
You've got all your Christmas planned out, just it's
it's superb. A couple of weeks ago, of course, Sally Mundy was back on the show.
Yes.
And as we rightly said, when is Jane Southall returning to the Midweek Drive, either on an evening on a Wednesday or indeed a morning? Jane, you've been far too long an absentee from the studio.
Oh, well, you'll have to invite me, and then we'll see if we get it there before Christmas.
I think so. We'll be having a sort of final wrap-up there. I've said a few things around on that. And the team, as ever, remains on top form, even though, and I'm sure she's listening to this, Amelia Chambers has had other sort of plans this year.
She has. She's had a little baby boy, but she'll be around tomorrow. And I also thought, if I come before Christmas, it saves you posting my present, doesn't it, Alex?
Indeed, you're very good planning. Again, with the organisation there.
We have the actual sort of official calendar that's there, and I've kept one back just for yourself, Jane.
Oh, that's great. I look forward to receiving it.
Looking onwards, again, obviously, planning is presumably in full force for the Lincolnshire show, because that's obviously the next routine. But before that, of course, Countryside Links.
Yeah, we've got Countryside Links, and we've also got the Lincolnshire Farming Conference. So, yeah, lots to do. So, yes, and the show, and then Food and Gift. We'll be planning straight after this one for the next one.
The woman is a phenomenon.
I know. I don't know how you organise all of this and keep it all in your brain. Like, it's crazy. Too much.
It's because we're women.
Girl power.
We multitask.
I suppose describing where we are at present, we're in what I like to refer to as really the passageway, the open passageway, the airlock, really, between one segment of the hall and another.
Which is sort of a foodie marquee thing, which is nice, but a bit
chilly. Emma, your official fish cake will be provided not before too long.
I'll have to wait and see,
I think we're actually being summoned now, so we'll actually have a little wander along and actually sort of talk as we sort of wander through here. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting's Midweek Drive on location at the 2015 Lincoln Food and Gift Fair. And obviously the Christmas stuff. And it's here. It's Sally is here. Sally has arrived. Whoa, how are you, Sally?
I'm very well. I haven't just arrived. I've been here all day.
I just fed you that line, Sal, because I felt it was very important that you actually worked through that. We've already put in our single complaint. It's the only complaint we've had of the evening, and it went, of course, to our fine folk from Thirlby Motors, who, in fact, this year, they're so saddened that Emma didn't win the car last year, they're actually offering a hamper.
Really? Okay.
It's not a motorised hamper either, is it?
No, I don't think so. But that would be weird.
Yeah. Has it got any wheels?
No, I don't think so. I think it's got champagne, though. So, you know.
Well, that sold it to me, then.
Very impressed so far, as you'd expect us to be, with the whole event and how it's sort of panning out from that perspective. Is this the time where, clearly it's the press preview night, it opens up the next 2 days, is there a semi-sigh of relief at this moment where you think it's actually all working and everything's in place?
A semi. I'm sort of more excited, I think. I get more excited when we open and you see it all come together and I think all those months of work and everything, it all pays off, everyone's arrived. As you say, we're on the press night. Everyone's pouring in from the pouring rain, sadly. But that doesn't matter here because we're all indoors.
And it has to be said, of course, the royal visitor tomorrow, Queen Amelia, Princess Amelia, and, of course, family. That's going to be quite exciting, really.
Absolutely, very exciting. We're all awaiting the arrival of Queen Amelia and Prince Joshua.
Yeah. Emma.
Yeah, so how Christmassy do you feel on a scale of 1 to 10? Because, I mean, I've just seen this gorgeous tree behind you and it's making me feel very Christmassy.
Yeah, this is definitely the start of Christmas for me. It's Christmas Day, 4 weeks today, and it's quite scary that I haven't done any shopping yet. So I'm hoping that I'm going to find a bit of time during the weekend to go around to all these fantastic stalls because it really is Christmas under one roof and there's lots of things to buy. So I'm hoping I might be a bit fed up of Christmas by Sunday night. But
no.
Surely not. You can't be fed up with Christmas.
We were very impressed with Jane's phenomenal approach to the Christmas present buying, etc. And as I said, we feel guilty we didn't present her with her official calendar for next year. But we'll have a whole fire on that one, hopefully when you next arrive in the studio.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're due to be with you in December. I need to confirm the date with you. But no, we'll look forward to it.
In all seriousness, I mean, a few years ago, clearly there have been sort of events at this time. What is very impressive, just from an outsider's perspective, is how the food and gift fair has become such an intrinsic part of the run-up to Christmas. And as I say, I know Jane politically, understandably, wouldn't comment, but I still say this is actually where the Christmas market really is based. I know you couldn't comment either, Sal, so don't worry, it's perfectly okay. But, you know, every so often sausages will be emerging as well, I'm sure.
Definitely. This is definitely the showgrounds Christmas market. Let's leave it at that. We're very proud of it. It's an excellent, as you can see, lots of exhibitors celebrating everything that's great about Lincolnshire produce. And
also international. I mean, we've been very impressed with a number of sort of things, such as the coffee area, such as, of course, the wood carvings coming in from overseas, etc. It's very much putting Lincoln on the map. In fact, the breakfast tea had actually just arrived this afternoon from Sri Lanka.
Yes, indeed. So very, very international as well, and bringing it to Lincolnshire, which I think is fantastic.
Excellent. Well, I have to tell you, I've already purchased a very lovely looking gold bottle of Prosecco over there, which they do it in pink as well. It's very nice.
I believe Jane said that she's done the exact same thing, so there's clearly a trend there. It's a popular one.
It's almost as though they're kind of, you know, you've got a kind of, I won't use the word mafia, but it's certainly that there's a controlling force here, which is all for the good, it has to be said, in terms of Lincolnshire Agricultural Society. Sally, as ever, a delight. Anything else that you'd like to pick out in terms of highlights that we should actually focus on?
Well, apart from you two joining us tonight, we shortly will have, you'll be able to enjoy our saxophonist, Alvin Harris, who's going to entertain us this evening. Tomorrow and Sunday we'll have choirs with us. We'll have Horncastle and Nettleham Community Choirs and Beevox. And then obviously a full timetable of cookery demos over Saturday and Sunday as well. So no, just enjoy everything that there is on offer here.
I can see why obviously Claire Margerison will be gutted that she's now at this moment in time dog sitting in Harrogate and will be through the course of the weekend.
Oh yeah, she will be. Tell her I've missed her. We thought about her though.
As we continue onwards, after Sally Monday, after Jane Southall, can we top that? Yes we can. We've got Pocklington's Bakery, exactly, with Pocklington's very own
Holly and Tina.
I'm not sure whether we've actually spoken to Tina before. Just come around here. Are we sure, Tina? Okay. Holly, if you just move around from this point of view. Is this one that you prefer because it's totally indoors?
No, I don't really mind being indoors or outdoors. It's
it's a bit nicer because it feels more Christmassy than the Lincolnshire show.
Well, I think when we spoke over in the summer, you were also doing double duty shifting stock and goods and various other bits and pieces of memory serves.
Yeah.
Never changes. Emma.
Yeah, so we've got all sorts of goodies on show here. Do you have a particular favourite baked good that you love?
Yeah, it's the Lincolnshire plum bread. I mean, it's a good seller all year round anyway. It's a best-selling product, but at Christmas, everybody just wants Lincolnshire plum bread. It's brilliant.
That sounds fantastic. And I see you've got some cupcakes over there with all sorts of intricate designs on. Do they take a lot of effort?
Yeah, they do take a long time to do. We also have some gluten-free ones. You can't see, but Mum is modelling them very nicely.
It's all right. We'll take the photographs in a few moments. Worry not. And actually, again, gluten-free, very important, because that was one of the things that our colleague Claire Margeris was very keen on, obviously the gluten-free examples.
Yes, indeed. She'd be gutted to be missing out on this, actually.
Harrogate has obviously taken precedence. Do you have a favourite yourself?
Mince pies for me, definitely. I could eat them all year round, but we only do them at Christmas, which is probably a good thing for my waistline.
It's all there. Again, a reminder, Pocklington's Bakery Limited, established 1924. You're looking very good as a result of that whole sort.
It's a very good anti-wrinkle cream. Yeah.
And continues to move everyone's. Now, we've talked obviously about the other Christmas market that's happening. Do you have a presence there, or do you sort of say, no, we're doing this particular one and we'll just have to hold fire?
Well, not usually, but this year we are.
Really?
Yeah, we have two stalls.
Good heavens.
And we'll be selling everything that you see here today, all the Christmas range.
So you will be outdoors in the top end of Lincoln at the castle. Have you got a location as yet?
We have, but I can't remember.
Somewhere in Lincoln. Yeah, somewhere in Lincoln with the Christmas market. It's unmissable. It's Pocklington's Bakery, as you say, PBL Bakery, absolutely top form, as ever a delight. Do you think Emma deserves a taste of something? What do you think?
Yeah, well, there's plenty to choose from. We've got the Christmas pudding on taster, Christmas cake, or both the plum bread, so you can try a piece of each.
Okay, so Emma, are you up for this particular sort of selection?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what I want.
Recommendations, please.
Do you like Christmas pudding? Are you a Christmas pudding?
Yeah, I'm okay with Christmas pudding.
I recommend you try ours then, because it is a really nice pudding. Bit of a biased opinion, but it is a really tasty one.
Obviously, sort of the various other invited guests are already sort of getting excited about that. So, Emma, shall we go and try the Christmas
yes,
pudding?
Let's go shopping.
Force
around.
Yourself. Emma, how was the Christmas cake?
It was good indeed, but I've now turned my eye to this lovely sweet stall here. I've definitely got a sweet tooth, so this is very exciting.
I think it's fair to say that this was the highlight of last year's coverage of the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair. Of course, we're talking about the fabulous world of mix and match even, sound sweets, and we're speaking now to sweets of yesteryear's very own.
Jim Crennel. Yep.
Jim, how has the year been for yourself?
It's been very good. I've done quite a few shows throughout the year, different kinds of shows, steam fairs, been to Lincoln here for the steam fair, and bike shows, car shows, and all kinds of shows around the country, and I've had a really good response.
Which I'm not surprised, because the quality is there. Now, I'm going to once again show the caring, sharing side of a producer and indeed presenter, because Emma, not only will you have a selection yourself to actually choose from, but I'll actually select a couple of other things which possibly with our expert here might actually be used to hand out to the drive-outs who haven't made it today.
Okay, right. I will get another bag then for Claire and Co.
Exactly. Yeah, so we'll work our way through. Now, we're in your expert hands. What would you recommend they should actually go for?
Well, there's lots of different kinds of sweets. Obviously, we make all the fudges ourselves, but it's trying to source the other ones, the old traditional sweets. We've just managed to acquire somebody selling the chewing nuts, which people remember as not really nuts, but chocolate-coated toffee. And we've managed to find somebody selling the Anglo Bubblies, that used to make the very big bubbles used to explode on your face.
Those huge bubbles that you used to explode on your face. It's just quite amazing.
They still do the same thing. And we've just managed to find a supplier for Black Jacks and fruit salads, which I'm sure a lot of listeners will remember.
It's just phenomenal. And there isn't a website for this, or is there a website that you actually use?
Facebook. We only have a Facebook site. We don't spy online.
And basically, it's where, effectively, you can actually go to sort out. Where will you be next? I mean, will you be at the other Christmas market?
No. Next week, I'm at Sledmere, over near Driffield, the Christmas market there. And then I go up to Newcastle for a big rail festival. And then that's it for the the end and then start again in January.
And is it the sort of thing where you prefer being indoors, or do you have to sort of sometimes put up with the elements as well?
I tend to go indoors for most of the shows. In fact, all the shows now, yeah.
Makes sense. You don't want rainy, friendly dolphins, or indeed rainy giant cola bottles, or fried eggs.
No, well, we're trying to keep them nice and warm and secure, yes.
So once again, the magical sort of Atanai works our way through this. But we've moved on once again after that sweet interlude. See what I did there? Sweet interlude.
I like that link. Good.
On to Country Style with...
Marie Myers.
Fantastic. So again, tremendous sort of routines. Have you done all these portraits and images yourself?
I haven't, no, sadly. I'm just selling them, not the painter.
Well, perfectly routine.
I wish it was.
But, I mean, they must be flying off the shelves in every sense.
Yeah, they're popular. We have a shop at Horncastle, so I've just brought them over here tonight. We did the fair last year for the first time, and it was really successful, so doing it again this year.
Perfect sense. In fact, I seem to recall you had an American colleague who was actually over last year. Maybe I'm thinking about something completely different. It happens. Anyway, Emma.
Yeah, so why do you think that these lovely paintings you've got here would be good Christmas gifts, maybe?
I think they make really unique presents. There's a really big variety of pictures. So we've got landscapes, cityscapes. You've got a lot of contemporary things like the animal prints, hairs, things like that. And yeah, they're just different. You don't see them in many places, but they're affordable and yeah, just quite unique.
I'm very impressed with the giant rabbit that you actually got in the background there. I presume it's a rabbit as opposed to a hare, or is it a hare?
It's a hare. It's called Handsome Hare, and it's one of our best-selling pictures. It's really popular.
Handsome Hare.
Handsome Hare. I like it.
Yeah, so obviously easily confused with rabbits. And the sheep, of course, also look sort of a bit Rastafarian, but all classic Lincolnshire long wool.
All the animals are popular, especially at an event like this, but... No, it's going okay. We've sold one already, so not off to a bad start.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have a favourite yourself?
I like the hare pictures, yeah. I also like the New York cityscapes. So, yeah, they always introduce new pictures to the range, so my favourites vary all the time.
And do you prefer actually being out and about at events like this, or do you prefer staying in the store in Horncastle? What's your own personal favourite, if you were pushed?
Well, we don't do many events with the Country Style, so this is... really the only one we do every year. I like coming out and letting people see the different pictures that we've got on offer, meeting new people, promoting our website,
doing radio interviews,
all the pictures online as well, so yeah.
And the website is
www.thecountrystyle.co.uk.
Lovely, we're gonna have to check that out.